This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. President Obama is cutting short his Christmas holiday in Hawaii. He's leaving his family behind and heading back to Washington tonight to work on the fiscal cliff with lawmakers. You've heard about the potential giant-sized tax increases and budget cuts, but there are a number of smaller issues tied up in the fiscal cliff debate, and jobs hang in the balance. Among the issues, a tax credit for wind power. If it expires at the end of the year, it could hurt a budding industry. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports from our sustainability desk.
The production tax credit means companies that build giant wind turbines get a 30% rebate if they're spinning by year's end. So a lot of construction crews are working through the holidays, says Scott Clavenna, CEO of Green Tech Media.
There really is this hard and fast rule that the wind farm has to be put into service by December 31st.
This year will look like a great year for wind power on paper because developers pushed to meet the deadline. But he says even if the tax credit is renewed at the 11th hour, the uncertainty around it means...
basically, the market will crash next year. There's no exception to that possibility.
Wind turbine manufacturing stands to lose tens of thousands of jobs, many in the Midwest. But long term, the wind power industry will grow, says Michael Skelly. He runs CleanLine, a company that connects wind farms to the power grid.
We depend on demand in renewable energy, and we think that the fundamentals around that are very strong.
Because there's more to wind power than just making more turbines. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.